listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. A 21-year-old man has died following a fatal workplace incident at a mine site near Kambalda. Police receiving a call just before 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon to attend the Widgiemoltha worksite. A report will be prepared for the coroner. Additional housing is on the way to Kalgoorlie. The state government investing more than $16 million towards 32 new homes at Greenview Kalkurla, including three lots for social houses. Housing Minister John Kerry says it marks stage five of the project.
The entire vision for this estate is around 400 lots. Stage four was 29 lots. This will create another 32 lots, of which three will be allocated for social housing.
A health group is leading the charge to provide more holistic care for veterans experiencing PTSD. SANA reiterating the lasting impacts on those who served for their country ahead of Anzac Day. Founder Ruth Limpkin says more support is needed.
1 in 10 ADF members have experienced post-traumatic stress disorder in their life, particularly where symptoms last for over a year. And that doesn't matter whether or not they've been deployed overseas or served on home soil.
The installation of virtual power plants at regional schools has reached the halfway point. Three primary schools across Kalgoorlie set to be installed with energy resources like rooftop solar panels and batteries to feed and support the electricity network. They're part of seven regional schools taking part in the pilot, which is set to provide STEM education learning opportunities. In sport, two Kalgoorlie Boulder Young Guns are set to head to the United States to represent Australia. Patrick and Jake Mellington to don the green and gold for the BMX Racing World Championships next month. The 11 and 9-year-old boys securing top 10 finishes at the BMX National Series last weekend. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.